likely commercial towards the Elmwood side. A little, quieter uses, maybe residential towards the back.
Angela Keppel is the assistant director of the Elmwood Village Association. The organization has played a big role in developing the RFP that is well ahead of the final closing of Children's at Elmwood and Bryant. A new hospital is slated to open in 2017 on the Buffalo Medical Campus. But it is unlike the public outcry that occurred more than a decade ago to move the hospital.
We really are, heading towards the new Buffalo. And whereas, it would have been a fear, even just 5 years ago that, oh gosh, is this going to be a vacant hole in our neighborhood? Now it's more, wow, we can invite all these developers to come in and, maybe we'll get something really cool.
The association, Kaleida, and Assemblyman Ryan want to make sure the redevelopment coordinates with the neighborhood.
So we want to make sure that we have a highly capitalized, highly sensitive, and a highly motivated developer to make sure that we move this project. So our goal here is to have construction starting simultaneous with Children's moving. So as they're doing the beautiful ribbon cutting, the nice ribbon cutting on their beautiful new building, they're gonna be starting the process over here.
We're concerned about the quality of the buildings, the look of the buildings that blend in with the neighborhood.
Peggy Moriarty has lived just 7 houses from Children's for the past 40 years.
And also the effectiveness that it takes to Elmwood Avenue, because we want that to be viable, more viable than it is right now. Right now it's kind of the sad end of Elmwood.
But Moriarty's ideal reuse plan is a retirement community, giving nearby residents aging out of their homes a new option to stay in the Elmwood neighborhood.
I'd like to see a Fox Run or a Canterbury Woods here.
The Elmwood Village said it would like the public parking ramp to remain, providing much-needed parking in the Elmwood Strip. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.